from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
It's now 11:23 and we welcome to the program our travel correspondent, Megan Singleton. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew.
But we're not here to talk about travel. We're here to talk about your secret other life.
My secret other life, because it's rapidly coming up, is Random Acts of Kindness Day, and you've been very kind to allow me to chat a little bit about it today.
Well, when I first met you 3 years ago, you blew me away when you said, oh, by the way, I'm the person behind Random Acts of Kindness Day. Now, this started when?
It started 10 years ago. So 2005, we rolled out our first Rack Day on September the 1st. And actually at the time, because as you well know, I'm a travel correspondent, I managed to finagle free flights to LA and a cruise for two to Mexico. So we rocked along Auckland trying to find someone nice to give it to. And we ended up giving it to a woman who was having a drink outside a bar on Vulcan Lane. And it was amazing because it turned out that she was looking after her mum through chemo, and the two of them had this wonderful trip together before her mother passed away. I mean, I get goosebumps just telling you about that now. So that kind of kicked off for us what's been the last 10 years of seeing just even the phrase random acts of kindness become part of our everyday vernacular in New Zealand. And I'm seeing brands use it to promote, you know, specials. And it wasn't even a thing 10 years ago that people were talking about. It was sort of an American movie concept and, you know, something that universities over there did, you know.
Like pay it forward.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we decided, three friends and myself, I wonder if we could make this a nationwide event, like make it a day that the whole country knows about. And it's been absolutely remarkable in the 10 years, as I said, you know,
I got involved about 5 years ago when we started as the radio station I was working for on September the 1st. We'd go around and pay people's parking tickets, and we'd give them free cups of coffee and stuff like that. And it's a wonderful thing on September the 1st to go around and just see a stranger and do a random act of kindness.
You know, and you were talking earlier about social media, and ironically we were supposed to have brought ourselves closer through using all our gadgets. And I think, you know, 10 years ago we didn't have Facebook or any of this kind of stuff. We weren't, you know, email, you know, doing all that. And now, ironically, we need it more than ever. I think that face-to-face contact with a stranger who just says, here's a cup of coffee I've bought for you, go ahead and have it. Or, I mean, people ask me for ideas. I'm like, well, send a pizza to your kid's school classroom at lunchtime and just let the staff or the staff room. And just treat the staff to pizza on Random Act of Kindness Day, something like that.
All right, well, you have a website. It's RAK, for Random Acts of Kindness, rack.co.nz, and you can go there for ideas and inspiration and also to download You've Been Racked cards when you actually do your Random Act of Kindness on September the 1st. And we might talk about this the next week because we're hoping to have another prize, aren't we, Megan?
We're working on a little surprise, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you can tell us about a Random Act of Kindness or the kindest person in your life, we might be able to reward you, but more details coming on that next week. I put your blog about Random Acts of Kindness on my Facebook page, Megan, and everyone's got to go to rack.co.nz and get ready for September the 1st.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.